even if it goes down for maybe it's just a few minutes and you happen to get an important email that comes through right at that same time and it bounces and that person says, oh, maybe they're not in business anymore. They go and look at your website. Oh, the website's down. You could potentially miss out on a big client. You know, that's
$1 million.
Yeah, that might be the $1 million project that you were waiting for. And,
yeah.
You know, if your email wasn't hosted on your web server, then that wouldn't have happened.
Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, self-hosted versus hosted email. What's your poison?
My poison, my opinion, my recommendation is hosted all day long, specifically G Suite or Google, formerly known as Google Apps. It's amazing. And
you like saying G Suite, don't you, man?
Yeah. It took me a while to get used to it. It wasn't until we did this similar topic over on Divi Chat that it really kind of drilled it into me because, yeah, before that, I was still calling it Google Apps, and I had to be reminded.
I refuse to assimilate, Tim. I still call it Google Apps for Works. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about self-hosted email versus hosted solutions and, you know, what we feel like might be the best for you to do and stuff. And you want to start us off or you want me to start us off?
I can go ahead and start. So basically, let me take a step back and talk about what hosted is, self-hosted. And that's essentially when you host your email on the same server that your website is hosted on. And so, for example, you have a website on A2 Hosting, and you set up your email accounts, you know, info at your website, your name at your website.com, etc. So that's self-hosted. And then a hosted solution is, like we mentioned, Google Apps for Business, now known as G Suite. Another one would be Outlook has a cloud-hosted platform, I believe. I think it's just outlook.com or Office 365. I don't even
know. It's Office 365, yeah.
Okay. Exactly. And there's some other ones out there too. G Suite is by far the most popular and for good reason. It's an excellent, very cost-effective email and comes with other stuff, storage. But yeah, that's kind of what the difference is and what we're debating. So one reason why I say always go hosted is self-hosted takes up server resources. So if you have your email on the same server as your web server, it's going to take up resources. Resources are valuable. You want to dedicate all the resources to serving up those web pages. That's the most important thing. That's what your web server is for, and that's what you should dedicate those resources to.
Good points. Next on our list is if your website goes down, your email goes down with it. So email is an important form of communication. It's probably become the main form of communication with businesses over the last, say, 30 years or so. And, you know, lots of tools these days like Slack and stuff are trying to replace email, but email's still very, very, you know, widely used. Even though we don't use it on a daily basis, internally we've pretty much gone email-less. However, with our clients and stuff, it's still the way that they reach us and stuff. So one of the downsides of self-hosted is if for any reason your website goes down, it gets hacked, or power outage or data center, something happens, your email goes with it. So go hosted.
And you might say, well, my website rarely goes down. And that's probably true for most websites. And that's great if you have a solid host. But even if it goes down for maybe it's just a few minutes and you happen to get an important email that comes through right at that same time and it bounces and that person says, oh, maybe they're not in business anymore. They go and look at your website. Oh, the website's down. You could potentially miss out on a big client. You know, that's
$1 million.
Yeah, that might be the $1 million project that you were waiting for. And
yeah,
you know, if your email wasn't hosted on your web server, then that wouldn't have happened. And the next reason why hosted is so much better than self-hosted is managing clients' email is a nightmare. So if you're building websites for clients and you have a maintenance plan, well, you don't want to have to manage their email too. And if you're hosting their website for them, that comes with it. You know, there's no way around it. And so having to do things like email password resets and annoying crap like that, it's a nightmare. It's a waste of your time. Let the pros handle it. The companies that do it best and have all the built-in tools and infrastructure, such as Google, one of the largest corporations in the world, let them handle it. You'll be better off.
G Suite.
Little jingle there. I like it.
Yeah, and I agree. And I guess maybe one thing that we can do, and we'll save it for the end, is talk about some of the positives of hosted solutions as well. So we'll tell you some, you know, just some of the benefits when you do go with something like a G Suite or a Office 365.
Yeah, I guess we should have named the article "Why Self-Hosted Email is a Bad Idea."
Yeah,
because all these points here we have listed are all the reasons why you shouldn't self-host email.
Yeah, and as we're going down them, I realize that we probably should talk about the benefits of hosted as well. So. Yeah. The last negative point on our list for not going with self-hosted is web servers aren't optimized for email, and it can affect deliverability. If your website, for any reason, gets blacklisted, well, then your emails get blacklisted. People aren't receiving them. If your email service provider, which is your web host, maybe it's Bluehost or Dreamhost or, you know, any one of the other many hosts out there, if for whatever reason they are blacklisted or the server that you happen to be sitting on is blacklisted, then your email is not getting out or it's going into people's spam folders and stuff. And this is another benefit of using something like G Suite, because Google's email servers are some of the most trusted email servers in the world. Rarely ever do you see Google's Gmails go into your spam folder. So
yeah,
one of it is, you know, deliverability and web servers aren't optimized for email.
Yeah. And a real example that I experience often of this taking place is my business, Divi Life. We sell products, which means we have customer support. We have customers that email us for questions and for help. And there's a lot of times where customers are emailing us from their self-hosted emails, and their emails are going to our spam folder. And so every like day or two, I'll go in to the support system and check the spam and, you know, mark them all as, you know, not spam so that we can reply and help them. But, you know, that's, you know, an everyday example. Now I'm going through the extra steps to make sure, you know, our customers get helped and, you know, taking those emails out of the spam folder, but think of it as potential clients of yours. They might not be going through those extra efforts checking the spam folder to make sure they're getting your emails. And so that's, you know, a perfect example of why self-hosted is a bad idea, because web servers, you know, can get blacklisted if there's spammy sites that are on the same server as you.
Yeah, great points. Now, a couple of the pros and benefits of going with a hosted provider, such as Google with G Suite. You get larger storage space on Google Drive. Yes, it does cost money, but $5 a month. Come on. $5 a month, $60 a year to have your branded email address, david@aspengrovestudios.com. Still get to use your domain. You get extra space, a terabyte, in Google Drive, which if you're paying for Dropbox, $99 a year, you pay for your email address, $5 a month. Well, you've got a terabyte of space in Google Drive for $60 a year and a branded email from a trusted email service provider. So those are just some of the benefits.
Yeah. And another benefit of Google is that you can set up different groups. And so, like, for example, I have a support group, and so it's connected to Help Scout and everything, but I'm not paying for that, because even though it's $5 per email, that's only for separate users, really, is what it is. But for, like, I can have support at DiviLife.com, I can have marketing at DiviLife.com, and it's a group, and I can decide who gets those emails and everything. That's not costing anything extra, which is really cool. But yeah, the storage and then all the apps that come with G Suite. So having the spreadsheet, the documents, and everything, it's all part of the cloud storage. It is huge. And actually, David and I right now, this very moment, are looking at a Google spreadsheet that is hosted on G Suite. And that's how we plan out all of our podcast episodes. And it's perfect for collaboration. I use the G Suite tools with my team at Divi Life to keep us all on the same page for contractor hour logs. It's all built in and it's all part of the package, which is really great.
Well, I think that's about all she wrote for me, Tim. My vote is in the column of hosted email solution.
Yeah, absolutely. I am 100% in favor of hosted solution. I don't think there's ever a reason to use self-hosted unless you're a big corporation and you have dedicated servers just for emails. But if you're using the self-hosted on your web server, it is not good.
Before we end today's episode, I would like to make a very special request. Our podcast editor, Kelsey Henry, world's greatest podcast editor,
yes,
would like for you to go leave us a review. She says, you guys are putting out so much awesome information that more people need to know about it. And I said, well, Kelsey, the way people find out about it is if they actually leave us a review. And Tim and I have been really asking lately a lot for reviews, and we think we put in a lot of value and a lot of time and stuff to the podcast, and we've gotten a lot of good feedback from people that listen to it. So we're trying to get people to, you know, we appreciate the feedback verbally, yeah, and we appreciate the Facebook messages and stuff, but it would be fantastic if you guys headed on over to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Leave us a review. Give us a thumbs up. Let us know that you're enjoying our podcast and mean the world to us.
Yeah, those reviews, it is gold. It's the currency of the podcasting world. You can't rank unless you have reviews. And so we want as many people as possible to hear about WP the podcast and get the value from the episodes. And yeah, at the end of the day, it all comes down to getting those reviews.
All right, Tim. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.